Today's Shir Mishaburi Yaimi is Siman Shin Sadi Tesserup Sif Hei, and we're continuing the lachas of measuring the tchum when you're passing through mountains and valleys, and you have the following scenario. Now, Higia Lagai, you come to a valley when you're measuring it out. So, once again, similar to what we saw yesterday, you're going to have to go ahead and see how steep this drop is. So, Imchut HaMashkolas Misrachek Mikenege Lamata Arba Amos, if when you put a plumb line down from the edge of, let's say, a long stick, and that long stick is at least 4 amos away from you at the top of the valley before it starts going down. So you drop it, and therefore it's basically a four amos distance from the top of the valley and the bottom of the valley horizontally. So then, we're dealing with, obviously, where it's not as steep as it could be. It's not very, very, very steep. So then, you have to then look at how steep, actually, that slope is, in terms of distance, etc. So we go as follows. So then, the first thing you do is, you see if you can go ahead and incorporate, absorb the whole valley into the chut, the 50 amma chut. As we've seen, what you do is you have to measure with 50 amma long ropes. So you take the rope from one side of the valley and have someone else at the other side of the valley, and you hold that rope. And in such a scenario, you can just incorporate the whole valley. You don't have to count any of the valley in the measurement. You just basically count the length from one edge of the valley to the other edge of the valley, meaning it's imagine as if there would just be, that whole valley would be filled in. You don't count at all the going down and going up. Of course, it gets incorporated into the 50 amma rope. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Sif katan yud ches mikenegdo lamata arba amos, as we just said, dein yorei, because the valley, if there is a 4 amos distance from the top of the valley and the bottom of the valley horizontally, I'm not discussing the vertical drop. Dein yored hagayv is a kifa lamate kol kach, which means that the valley is not going down in a very, very, very steep way. Lachein shayach bo bein havla bein kidur. Then it will be shayach to do what we've just been discussing up until now. The havla is where it gets incorporated, the whole valley, into the 50 amma rope. Bein kidur. Now kidur, what is kidur referencing? So for the rest of the day, we're just going to reference it as kidur. But let's explain once again what kidur is. Kidur is what we saw yesterday with going up the mountain, where you have one person has the rope at his feet, and the other one has the rope at his heart. So going up the mountain, kidur is where the one below has it at his, starts at the bottom of the mountain and has it at his heart, and the one above will have it at his feet. And then you go up the mountain with the four amma, you change to a 4 amma rope, and you do that, use that 4 amma rope in this fashion all the way up. So you do the same thing in the opposite way going down, where again, the first guy will have it this time at his feet, and the guy below him will have it going down at his heart, and do it the same way. That is the kidur process, in which you will measure it going down. When you do kidur as opposed to avla, we discussed yesterday by mountain, and it's going to be spelled out again here coming up in the Shulchan Aruch very soon in terms of the valley, when you'd use that as opposed to havla. Again, obviously havla, you don't have take into account any of the distance going down and going up, but kidur, although you take it into account, it minimizes, it's not a full measurement of the distance going down and up, as we'll see. As he says, ukedim asayim, masha ein kain b'kisha shipua yorei b'skifa harbe. But now, if the shipua is a very, very steep drop, where it's not even a horizontal distance from the top of the valley and the bottom of 4 amos, she'ein achut misrachik b'kinegdo 4 amos, the chut's not going to be distanced from him, let's say if he pushes out a pole, 4 amos, then lo aminan beidin kidur, we're not going to say kidur, we're not going to use kidur at all, as we saw, ukid lakame, as we also we'll see coming up very soon in the Shulchan Aruch. So once again, Siv Katan Yud Tes Azro Im Yachol Avlio. So if again it does not have this super, super, very, very steep drop, So what you then do is, if you can, you can do a havlah, you can incorporate the whole valley in the 50 yama rope, you do that. Im yachol avio bechevel sivkot yutas, uvizeh afilu mislakeit ba'omek ha-shipua, asara tfachim gova, mitoch meshach arba amos, gan kem avliya. This will work even if it is not a very, very steep incline, but it's still a relatively decent incline. It's not going down 5 amos every 10 tfachim vertically, but rather it's going a distance of 4 amos every 10 tfachim down vertically. So again, it's not very, very steep, but it's more steep than the 10 tefach vertical drop every 5 amos. So therefore, in such a scenario, lo amrinan omdo kamo bahar basif hakodem. In this situation, you don't say what we said in the previous sif by a mountain, that you go ahead and you just make an estimate. She'ein torach bavla. Because in this case, it's not that hard to do havla. She'ein zarech lizkof eitzim. Because in this case, you do not have to go ahead and put up poles like you have to do over a mountain. So what he's saying here is as follows. When you had a relatively steep incline where it went down 10 tfachim on a slope of, you know, every 4 amos, so there we saw by the mountain, you didn't have to go ahead and do the havla method because it was a big hassle. And the only time you had to do the havla method was when it went up 10 tfachim by the mountain every 5 amos, where it was obviously less steep of an incline. Well, we'll call it the very steep incline, the relatively steep incline, and then a normal incline, which was 10 tfachim every 5 amos. So by the mountain, only when it was 10 tfachim every 5 amos, you did the incorporation method, where you'd be mavliya the whole mountain in the rope of 50, if you were able to do that with 50 amos ropes. And there, you only had to do that when you had the normative incline, the regular type incline. But when it was even a relatively steep incline, you didn't do the havla method because it was a hassle, and you would guesstimate. You'd make an estimate of the distance. Masha Einkein, when you're talking about a valley, it's always easy. So even when you're talking about a normal incline of 10 tfachim by 5 amos, or you're talking 10 tfachim by 4 amos, it makes no difference. Just use the incorporation method by taking one rope and going across the top of the valley to the other side. You don't have to get these big sticks and go over the mountain and things like that. Now back to Shulchan Aruch a second. So when would you do the kiddur, right, as opposed to the avlos? So that's what he said. Back again. It says, if you could go ahead and incorporate the whole valley into a 50 amma rope, then great. If not, modo bechevel shel arba amos. You do what we called the kiddur process, which is you measure it with the 4 amma rope going down, heart of the top of the bottom guy to the feet of the guy above him. And you just keep going down that way. Look at the sifkat v'chaf bechevel shel arba amos. This is what we're talking about. This is the kiddur process of measuring, very similar to what we saw yesterday by the mountains. And then he continues on. The Shulchan Aruch. But we're talking here where the depth of the valley is not more than 2,000 amos down. If the valley goes down 2,000 amos, then modeit hayirida v'aliyah shel kol hashipua. Once from the top of the valley to the bottom of the valley is a full 2,000 amos, then you have to measure the whole distance up and down, down and up. And you do not get to minimize at all from the overall tchum. And that's the story. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nechafal, Shel Kol HaShipur, Rota Lomar, Medida Yafa, Kemo Karka Chalaka, a regular, full-blown measurement, as if the ground was straight all along. Afilu Im Yachal Avlio, Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amah, even if the whole valley could be incorporated into 50 amos, meaning if you can take the rope from one side of the valley to the other, it's not going to help. Batam, the reason is, shekevan, shehu omok yoisem alpayim, since it's deeper than 2,000 amos, shehu shir tchum shabbish, which is the measurement of the actual tchum, chashvu b'nei atzmo. We view the valley becomes viewed independently, and that will then end the tchum from basically at whatever point you hit down the valley. We continue on. Obviously, in such a case, you have to make an Erev Tchumin to be able to go down and up the valley, because you obviously have more than 2,000 amos that we're talking about. And here we continue weiter. Now we continue on the Shulchan Aruch. Once again, he's going to now give a case. Let's say it is back to that very, very steep incline going down, and where it's not even 4 amos between you and where the plumb line will hit all the way down to the bottom of the valley. Then, once again, if you could be mavliya the whole valley in a rope of 50 amos, you do that. Vim lav, and if not, eno modeid klal hashipua shal yirida va'aliya. If not, then you don't have to, like we said, by the mountain. You do not have to go ahead and measure at all the shipua of the yirida and the aliya. Ella hamishur shel mata. You don't have to count at all the going down and the going up. All you have to count is the flat land on the bottom. Va'afilu im amok yosem alpayim. This is even if it is further down than 2,000 amos. Now, if you notice, this is not exactly like the case of the mountain. Because in the case of the mountain, when you have such a steep incline going up the mountain, we don't even require you to do havla at all. But once again, he's going to explain, because there it is difficult to do havla. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifka and Chav Beis. Im yachol la havlio. If you could do havla and incorporate it. Ahayinu nami. Once again, the reason why it's different than the mountain is mishum she'ein torach bagai b'havla. Because there's no difficulty. And therefore, to incorporate the whole valley, if it's a 50 amah rope, so then you just go ahead from one side of the valley to the other and count the valley in it. La fuke har, as opposed to a har, as we said. She'ish torach b'havla yade'etzim zekufim. It's a big hassle to go ahead and do this incorporation process with poles and you know, vertical poles and strings on top over the mountain. Lekach ain't sarach lemdod ela hamishur. Therefore, when it comes to a mountain, all you do is measure the flat land on top. If there is any flat land on top, kamosha kasev reish sif dalid, we said at the beginning of sif dalid yesterday, sif katan chaf gimel. But even by the valley, if you cannot go ahead and incorporate it, you do not have to go ahead and do the kidur process. You can just forget the whole drop. You don't have to do the kidur process in such a steep drop when it's very, very, very steep. The rocket, all you have to do is limdo, it's a karka hashava. All you have to do, if you have any flat land on the bottom, you measure that, kumo lamala linyinhar, like you have by the har. And if you don't have any flat land on the bottom, then once again, you can scratch the whole valley totally. It doesn't have to count at all into the measurement of the 2,000 amos. We continue on in Sif Vav. Higia lahar, you reach a mountain, olagai, or you reach a valley. V'chol mashu mimenu, mikineged ha'ir. This Sif Vav has been referenced a number of times already in the Mishnah Berurah. So you hit the, in your measurement process, you hit a mountain, you hit a valley, and whatever in front of you, mikineged ha'ir, when you go ahead and you moving out from whatever direction you are, leaving the city, and urachav mechamishim ama. And that thing that you hit is going to be greater than 50 amos. And therefore, you can't just go ahead and do the havla process. It could be a big hassle. She'eni yachol havlio. Could go and shuv b'mizrach ha'ir. For example, it's in the east of the city. B'chol orech mizrach. And the whole side of the east. Eini yachol havlio. There's no way. It's basically going to be a mountain that on the whole east side, you're not going to be able to find a spot that you can put within that 50 amma, put under that 50 amma rope. Im yachal avlio b'toch alpayim shel tzad tzafon odarom, yelech sham v'yavlio. If you could go ahead and be mavliyayet, incorporate it within the 2,000 amos of the north or south, yelech sham, you go there, v'yavlio, and you then go ahead and do the absorption over there, kevan shu adayin b'toch hatchum shel tzareir, since it is within the 2,000 amos of that side of the city. So what this means then is that what you could do is, if you don't have any way to traverse the mountains on the east side, you just go north at the corner, at the northeast corner, you just go north. And then as long as within 2,000 amos, there's a place to cross over the mountains with a 50 amos, with at least a 50 amos wide mountain area. Again, it could be you'll find where there's no mountain area, which is even better. The point is you have up to the end of the Tchum on the north side to go ahead and see if you can cross over and pass the point of the mountain. And then you can just bring it back in and measure from past the mountain, and it will work. Aval in eino yochol lahavliyo betoch alpayim shel tzad ha'ir lo yisrachek yoseh l'tzad ha'ir kedei lehavliyo. However, if you can't go ahead and traverse the mountain within a 50 amos rope maneuver, havla, within 2,000 amos, let's say north of the city, then lo yisrachek yoseh l'tzad ha'ir kedei lehavliyo. You won't be able to go further out in order to go ahead and do the havla, and therefore you'd be forced to do kidur, which is do the old kidur move through straight through and up and down the mountain. Let's see, tifkat and chav dalad b'soch alpayim. You could, as long as you could go ahead and traverse the mountain within 2,000 amos. Again, we're giving the example of north, but it could be on the south side also. Okay, or if the mountain's on the north, right, then you could do it on the east side or the west side. Shasham miskatzer, as long as you could find a spot 2,000 amos, shasham away, shasham miskatzer ahar v'gai. At that point, the mountain is not as wide, and you can traverse it with a 50 amos rope. And then you could do the havla, which is what we're calling incorporation move, the absorption move, where everything, the whole mountain or valley gets absorbed within it, gets incorporated within it. Sifkatan chavei yelech sham v'yavliyo. So you go to that spot, umode v'holeich. You go to that spot and you do havla by measuring. Then from there sham misvaso v'hala ad kineged makom shekala sham rocha v'har v'hagai kineged ha'ir v'choizer lemidaso kineged ha'ir umashlim lemidas tchumen. So at that point, away from the city, let's say in the example we're giving, at that point north, let's say at 1,500 amos north, you find a place to go ahead and cut across. So you go ahead and you cut across the mountain, and then once you're crossed over the mountain, then you can just go back to the end of the mountain and count from there. The choze lemidaso kineged ha'ir umashlim lemidas tchumen, and you go and you count then opposite the city to finish up the measurement of the tchumen of the 2,000 amos. So let's say the mountain is 500 amos wide, you just go 500 amos from the spot where you can go 500 amos, and then come back to the mountain opposite the city. Sifkat on chavav, avalim enom yachol, meaning let's say you can't go ahead and do this, meaning shehahar b'hagai enom miskatzer, because the mountain and the valley, or the valley, does not get narrower from that width, even gamsham, even within the 2,000 amos north. Sifkat on chavzayim, so then lo yisrachek yoseh, you can't go further out. Shalom yitu. The reason is because you don't want people to make the mistake and say lomar haroin. The people who are seeing this haroin also shaoseg shama medida. People who see this will say that the people can go ahead and you're allowed to go ahead and in general do the measurement out there. Shemidas tchum shall tzadayir magia atsham, and people might think that the actual tchum of the size of the city actually go there. Uvofen zeh. And therefore, even though, in theory, conceptually, why not? Why not go even further than 2,000 amos to be able to traverse it? We don't want you to be allowed to do it, because the people will think that people who see this will think that the tchum actually goes out that far. And therefore, in such a scenario, you're forced to do the kidur mahalach with respect to the srocha bahar, with respect to the width of the har, bahagai, keneged ha'ir, right? Do east opposite the city, you have to go and traverse through the mountain as like a kidur, sort of like you're cutting through the mountain. Obviously, you're not cutting through it. You're doing, as we said, the kidur process is heart to foot with two people all the way up and down, down and up. Ad